better leave me alone, cowboy. It gets easier and easier, you know. The killing, I mean. It really is the easiest job I've ever had. The first time, I was scared out of my mind. My fingers shook as I pulled that trigger. But now, I'm as calm as a creek on a warm April afternoon. The only reason why you aren't dead right now is because I am tired of killing. I am retired from it. I am done. Hugh, well, ask yourself this. You've seen my fugitive docket. You know my reputation. Ask yourself why you're still alive right now. If I were still killing, there's no doubt that you'd be dead right now. Okay, hear me out. Put your gun away, cowboy. Do that for me, and I will share the 2 million woo I just earned with you at my last job. 50-50. All you've got to do is put your gun away and go hunt the next bounty on your list. Come on, give it some consideration. Well, what other choice do we have right now? Hey! Rude! Rude! Well, what is my bounty? Oh, shit. That much? For real? Well, I guess that makes sense. I did kill a lot of you assholes over the last few years. Wait, what's that? You gotta speak louder if you're gonna talk to me through that wall. Like, you know, if you stop hiding for cover and come out here and speak to me face to face, then maybe we can have some understanding. Why did I do it? Because I needed the fucking money, the same reason why you're hunting me, and I refused to feel bad about what I needed to do to get out of a shitty situation. Well, have you ever just been desperate? Like, you just wanted to run away? To do whatever it took to get as far away from your current situation as possible? Well, I did. I found a way out, and I took it. From childhood, I just knew I needed to get out. And then when I got old enough to get out, I found the first job that I could, and I did. Like, if you knew the fucking childhood I had, you wouldn't blame me. Yeah, okay, for a moment there, yeah, I was drunk with power. And I realize that now. It's why I made a vow to never kill again. And I'm trying my best to stick to it, but you motherfuckers are making it really hard for me. I just want to live in peace now. Is that so wrong? Then you get it. Put the gun away. To paraphrase an old Earth TV show from way back in the day, life is meaningless. We have no purpose. Come eat some street-side churros with me. Now that is a loaded question, my dude. Yeah, loaded. Here, let me tell you why. Well, there's no reason to answer it without having to deal with three facts. Number one, you will judge me. I'm not the good guy in any of this, and to try to paint myself as anything otherwise would be deceptive. Number two, deep down, I don't really want you to judge me. I know that's likely what's about to happen, and that makes me feel a little uncomfortable. It makes me want to lie to you. The weird part, though, is that I'm not going to lie to you. I'm tired of lying as much as I'm tired of killing. Number three. I have to face the fact that I actually care, about what you think. Yeah, like, I'm, like, talking with my mouth full. Hold on. Yeah, like, I know you're just, like, this random cowboy or whatever, but, like, okay, like, I know nothing about you, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm kind of thankful we met. Well, it's the first peaceful meal I've had in a really long time. It's a an eye of the storm that is the story of my fucked up life, so to speak. Yeah, okay, fine. Like, you really want to know? Okay. Well, I got into the life to escape my fucked up family. And when I say fucked up, I mean like really fucked up. The people who raised me were, let's just say they were much worse than I've ever been. After a lifetime of being kicked around, beaten, and having to fix my own broken bones with duct tape and prayer, I just had to get out while I could. And, well, by any means necessary. Well, it started with a hooking, segued into murder, and it just so happens I found out I was great at both. Yeah, well, hooking saved my life, believe it or not. It was the only way that I could get out. It's how I bought my first gun. That's how I ended up meeting the shady bastards that gave me my first hit job. I'm not ashamed, you know? Like, I did what I had to do. I did it. It's already been done. I can't take it back. I own it. Well, what can I say? I became my parents. I became the psycho that I was running from. And, well, that's why I'm here. This small dust bowl of a town, it's the best place where I can keep my head down. Ah, food fell down my bra. Yeah, some of the churro fell down my bra. Yeah, well. Raw food is still food, shut up. Yeah, well. There might have been better options out there, but I didn't see any. And, I don't really see any way now, but I'm still trying. Reasons to kill still keep popping up, but I'm trying. Like, I really am honestly, earnestly trying. Do you know how many of you have had to kill because you keep coming for me? Like, it kind of makes it hard to leave the life behind, but you know, what can I say? You fuckers keep dragging me back in Godfather style, and there's no way I'm gonna be able to leave this life until you bounty hunters stop coming for me, and I don't know how to make that stop. Well, I didn't kill you specifically, because if I don't stop killing now, I'm never going to. Hopefully the next cowboy that comes my way will be as kind as you are, honestly. And that sounds cheesy, but it's true. Whether I had to pay you off or not is completely irrelevant to me. I get why you took the money. 1 million woo? That's just survival. I get it. You gotta eat too, and I won't fault you for that. Still, I'm thankful you took the payment and you're letting me go. Sadly, though, I gotta get out of here soon. Yeah. It means, well, this is it, my friend. If you tracked me here, that means this planet isn't safe anymore. It means that other cowboys are coming. So, well, I guess this is goodbye then. I mean, I suppose I could be convinced to stay the night, but only one, okay? I never like staying in one place for too long anyway. Well, my hostel's across the street. All right, come with me. just realized I didn't even ask you your name. Oh, Spike Spiegel. I like that. That's a good name. Oh. Yes, Spike. I want you to fuck me right now. Oh, yeah, take me, cowboy. Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready. Put it in me. Put it in me. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, cowboy. That feels so good. Yeah, don't stop. Don't stop. Yeah, you're so fucking big. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, what you doing with your hands right now? Don't stop. Yeah, it feels so good. Yeah, the way you're playing with my clit while you're fucking me. Oh, yeah, you're fucking driving me crazy, cowboy. I need more. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I need more. It's been so fucking long. Yeah. Oh God. Oh, fuck, Spike. I've never had it this good before. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Spike. Oh yeah. Yeah. Anything you want, baby. Anything you fucking want. Yeah. Yeah. No, you want me on my hands and knees? You wanna fuck me from behind? Yeah. Fuck anything you want. Oh yeah, Spike. Anything you fucking want. Oh yeah. God, it's in so deep. Oh, I'm so fucking wet for you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fucking soaked. Oh, you're doing so good. Making me feel so fucking good, Spike. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Give it to me, cowboy. Give it to me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I gotta slap my ass. If I can slap my ass, cowboy. Oh, yeah. 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 But, cowboy, yeah, you're so good. You're so good at that. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. 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 Yeah. pull my hair. Pull my fucking hair. You hurt me. Hurt me, cowboy. Yeah. Yeah, fucking hurt me, cowboy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, mark me up. You make it rough. Fucking love it rough. Yeah, 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 yeah. You wanna fuck me like a dirty whore? Huh? Yeah, yeah, fucking take me. Use me. Oh, fuck. Anything you want, I'm yours. I'm yours to do whatever you fucking want, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I want it. I want it so bad. Every inch of you, baby. Yeah. Yes, like every fucking inch. Yeah. 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 Stop, don't stop. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, you want me to suck it? You want me to suck it? Yeah. I'll swallow you. I'll swallow every drop. Yeah, you want that spike? You want me to fucking swallow your cum? Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, lay back, baby. To make it nice and comfortable. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, if you want me to deep throat it, you gotta grab me by the back head and force it. Yeah, you wanna force it all the way down, force it down my throat. Yeah. Oh. Cock tastes so good. Yeah, you wanna come? You wanna fucking come? Yeah. With a cum in my mouth. You come fucking mouth. Had that much fun in a long time. Yeah. fuck. Oh, God. Still a little bit more. I'm just gonna what's that? Yeah, no, I can't stick around. Yeah, thanks for the wonderful night, though. Yeah, I have to go. Well, time to clear out before I have to, kill somebody. You know I'm gonna get pinched if I stick around, right? The next cowboy that's gonna come my way might not be so charming and handsome and not so willing to eat churros with me instead of taking me in. Oh, yeah, that too. Oh, but I had fun. Maybe I'll see you again out there in the black one day. Yeah. It's been nice meeting you. Have a good life, Spike Spiegel. See you later, Space Cowboy. It's been a really, really good time. Mwah. Bye. This has been a Molly Molotov 666 production. For more, go to mollymolotov666.com.